You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we thought we'd talk about the topic of what to do, some ideas to help you out. If you often find yourself when you're driving thinking, I don't know what to do, or what do I do? So we thought we'd come up with a few ideas and a few solutions to help out.
Part of what we found or heard from people, and this is, we're going to talk about three reasons, really. And the first reason is that there might be gaps in knowledge and understanding. It might have become a habit to say, I don't know, or I don't know what to do. Or there may well be the situation where it's just overload. There's too much going on. So let's look at the first step. And what we want you to do is, you've probably heard us say it before, but we'd like you to become your own detective.
Yeah, because if there's three, well, like you said, there could be all sorts of reasons. But if there are three main themes, three main reasons for this, then you need to get your detective hat on and start looking for clues and try and work out, okay, what is it that's going on for me? Yeah. So yeah,
what's happening, what situations, when does this happen? So let's look at, first off, let's look at gaps in your knowledge and understanding.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like the most obvious reason, doesn't it? Because if somebody's saying, what do I do, or I don't know what to do, then the immediate thought is, well, is there a gap? Is there a gap in your knowledge? Is there a gap in your understanding so that you don't know what to do? Maybe you've never known what to do, or maybe you keep forgetting what to do in a particular situation. And so this comes down to whether you've stored the knowledge in your memory to be recalled at a later date. So sometimes you're given information, but it doesn't actually get embedded into that long-term memory, which means it's really hard to find that piece of information when you need it.
So what is knowledge? Let's have a look at that now. So it could be the what should I do question. You don't know what to do. So it's like asking yourself, what should I do in this situation? And you might well find yourself saying, I can't remember how to do it, and I can't remember what to do. That is a clear sign that the information and the knowledge is not there.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is to do something different, find a different way of learning something or being able to remember it. And again, there's loads of different ways you can do this. But again, it's finding out in the first place, what am I saying to myself?
Yeah, the knowledge is the what, it's the facts, it's the information. And like you say, if it doesn't go in the first time, another phrase we use quite a lot is that if you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got. So if you're taking information on in the same way all the time and not being able to remember it, then trying to take the information in a different way. So changing it up, doing it in a different way. If you're reading it, then try observing it or giving it a go. Or so it's just using different methods of taking on information, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And there is so many different ways that people learn things. But look at a little bit of what is understanding. So understanding is the reason why you do something, what you do, or the why.
Yes, yeah.
Is the easier way to do it. But yeah, this is what we want to be doing. It's why am I doing what I'm doing?
Yeah, and sometimes when you have the understanding, when you understand why you need to do something, that can be the difference that helps you remember it.
Yeah.
Because if you just have a whole load of facts in front of you, they're often really difficult to take on board. But if you understand the reasoning behind the fact, behind the piece of information, then it sort of makes sense. And then you're more likely to remember it.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.